Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I just say your name and your role with the show.
Hey, I'm Macy. I am the dance captain of Blippi the Musical, and I am friends with Mo the Mechanic.
And we're talking about Blippi the Musical because it is coming to National Theater here in DC for one day only, two shows on June 25th. So get your tickets now at BroadwayAtTheNational.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. So tell us about the show. I mean, my niece and nephew have been obsessed with Blippi. but in case maybe some other listeners don't know, explain, how this started, long before the stage show. Tell me, just set the stage with, the whole original was, I guess it was a YouTube channel at first.
Yeah, exactly. So Blippi is a fun and interactive a family-friendly YouTube sensation that blew up, and tons of families everywhere all over the world are in love with Blippi and the character and everything that it brings to homes worldwide. It started as a YouTube show, and now there's tons of Blippi content out there, including our musical that's traveled the country and other places as well. So yeah, Blippi the Musical.
Yeah, I think the show, I mean, you mentioned it started as a YouTube sensation, but I think it even got picked up beyond that, right? Isn't it like on Hulu and Prime, Amazon and some other things as well now?
Yeah, correct. It's on a bunch of different networks. The musical itself is on Netflix, is streaming on Netflix. And then there's other episodes that they do on, I think, Amazon and YouTube and Netflix as well. So it's all over the place.
So when did Blippi the Musical start as like a touring musical production? So obviously, it starts as Stephen John is the guy who created the character for the YouTube stuff. When did it actually become like a touring musical?
I believe the tour began in early 2020, if I'm not mistaken. If not, maybe even late 2019 is when the musical was first developed, and it's been going strong ever since.
Yeah. So what are kids and parents going to see if they come out? Like, obviously it's a musical, so we got songs, but is there like a storyline in the show?
It includes all of the Blippi fans' favorite songs, featured in the YouTube show, including everyone's favorite, the Excavator song.
Excavator.
Exactly. Yeah. You know it. Tons of Blippi fans' favorite songs. And we're all working together to help to all have a big party at the end of the show. So there's a big party machine that Blippi introduces to his fans, and he calls on his friend Mo the Mechanic to see if she can help him fix the party machine so that everyone can have a big party. So that's our story for the musical.
Awesome. And tell, beyond just a fun storyline and songs and all the fun elements, talk about how Blippi has always been, there's always been a really cool educational bend to it too. Like on the show, he's always, the whole show is him going around solving problems, teaching kids how to do various household chores or what sort, certain jobs or machines or how things work, So explain how I assume the musical show also has an educational component, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's why a lot of parents enjoy Blippi as well, because he does help kids and teach them how to, brush their teeth in the morning, or he teaches them about different science activities and introduces them to different animals and dinosaurs and all the things that you can find when you dig in the dirt. And so there's definitely an educational component to everything that Blippi talks about as well.
So we will see the character of Blippi, and will the character feature all of the, his famous outfit with the glasses and the suspenders and all the actual character elements we know and love from Blippi?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, Blippi is there, and he is so excited to join all his friends and have a great time.
All right. And now, so you said that you are, what's your title again, the dance instructor for the show?
I'm the dance captain, yeah. So I keep the show looking good for all the fans.
So explain then the dance elements. Are you choreographing the numbers, or take me sort of into your role?
Okay, yeah. No, I don't choreograph the show. After rehearsals and things like that, and we're on the road, I keep up with the show and make sure it's still looking good. When we go to all these different venues, there's tons of like different stage elements that change from venue to venue, just because, obviously not every venue is the same. So I'll make little changes here and there to help the show fit the space that we're in.
Awesome. Awesome. And you mentioned the excavator song, but could you throw out another song title or two or three? Just so I have, you know, I'll be producing two radio pieces. So if that, it would give me sort of variety of which music sort of I can play behind it.
Of course. Yeah. Another really popular one is the dinosaur song. The kids and the parents even really love that one. We have the Blippi theme, which is heard everywhere, that you get to hear a lot in our show. We also have our toothbrush song, and we have a transportation song where we talk about tons of ways of modes of transportation to get around and to and from work and home and school. That's a lot of them. We go under the water and we see all the animals in the ocean, and we sing about all the animals that we see. And then we have some more well-known songs for everyone, family-wide, which are like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Baa Baa Black Sheep and things like that.
Gotcha. Some of the originals and then some of the, you know, the timeless classic songs. All right, exactly. Cool. Well, I guess before we run, I guess the only other thing is, you know, what sort of visually do we see in terms of, you know, sets and, you know, maybe, well, we mentioned the costumes, but, you know, like what sort of like visual sets and scenic design and that kind of stuff are we going to see? Are there projections or is there backdrops? You know, what do we see?
Yeah, we have a huge video wall as part of our show, and it's really impressive and engaging. So it has tons of video content on the screen that the families are able to enjoy while they're seeing the live action on stage. So it's really engaging and exciting just to kind of help the imagination of where we are in the Blippi world come to life.
All right, cool. Well, it sounds great. Thanks for joining us. I guess before we run, speak directly to our listeners, you know, like, hey, everyone. Hey, moms, dads, kids, come on out. You're going to have a good time.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, everyone. We hope you are able to join us on Saturday the 25th at the National Theater in Washington, D.C., where it's sure to be a great fun time dancing and singing along to all of our favorite Blippi songs.
Awesome. Again, as mentioned, it is Blippi the Musical. It's coming to Broadway at the National Theater in Washington, D.C. on June 25th, one day only. So you better get your tickets now. There will be two shows, a 2 p.m. and a 6 p.m. So head on over to Broadway at the National.com. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.